On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria up to 28 degrees tomorrow, Polokwane 19 and Johannesburg 26.
In the traffic, roadworks and accidents on the N1 between Rigel and Lynnwood, very heavy in Pretoria, and the Galilee's interchange is horrendous at the moment. But clue to Germiston is going to take you almost an hour, I'm afraid.
Joe Mann, your sport headlines. Second Springbok store launches in the Mother City, and England boss Thomas Tuchel holds talks with Real Madrid midfielder.
A 52-year-old teacher from East London is set to appear in court after being arrested on allegations of trafficking and exploiting young women for prostitution. The education is said to have taken victims from the Altranskei region, where she forced them into sex work and made them pay for rooms in a house. Hawks spokesperson Ndipiwe Mhlakuvana says there was no indication that the educator was working with fellow educators.
She is currently facing charges of trafficking in person and running a brothel and sexual exploitation.
In other news, in Parliament, the Minister of Police, Senzo Mqunu, said that the National Commissioner, Fanny Masemola, has withheld information from Parliament's ad hoc committee. It's investigating allegations of political interference in the justice system. Now, KZN Police Chief Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi says that the Political Killings Task Team was investigating cases linked to Mqunu's associates. Evidence leader Norman Arendse read out Mqunu's statement saying that Masemola withheld information.
He was aware of a work study undertaken and signed by General Satoli, the former National Commission, in June 2019. The work study disbanded the NPKTT and resuscitated all the specialized units, including the murder and robbery unit. This occurred before I came into the position. Mine was to give effect to the work study.
And in Gauteng, the MEC for Transport, Keribone Diale Tlabela, says that the G20 has to leave a long-lasting legacy. Now, earlier today, she said for every new road built in the run-up to the summit, one township road should be fixed. She briefed the media in Johannesburg. Cliff Shiko reports.
MEC Diale Tlabela says a dedicated monitoring forum has been established to track the progress on road and infrastructure projects. She says they will be working with all spheres of government to ensure that roads are ready in time for the summit.
The commitment in that forum is that if there's a G20 route that we are doing work on, there must also be a township road that we do work on as part of the legacy.
Diale Tlabela says the focus will not only be on roads, but they will also prioritize cleanliness and law and order. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda Newswatch in Johannesburg.
And finally, while the world is worried about AI taking over, this is happening. Guys, this is a mushroom playing a keyboard.
Sorry, what?
It is a mushroom.
Am I having a fever dream?
Sounds like it.
Can you imagine? So what they're doing is they are attaching sensors and electrodes to mushrooms. It's detecting electrical signals on the mushroom's surface, right? So then it triggers sensors, and the sensors trigger little mechanical arms that hits a keyboard. And this is the sounds that you hear. And any changes in the environment then invokes a change in the melody.
Please play it again.
Are you ready, Roz?
The mushroom bop.
I hope I can.
Could you remix that, Rob?
I bet you it exists on TikTok
Isn't
already.
It such a
I bet you someone's done it. It's going to be in the sample in the new David Guetta next week.
There you go. I'm Marlene for Shemo News at 6.
Donkey Marlene coming up as soon as we can manage it. Alpha Palooza today.
Yes, please come through and win at least 2,000 rand. As a blif on smirkyo.
Please, your name and the word quiz to the WhatsApp line 0848500942.